This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, now on a day-long visit to Gujarat, inaugurated the Samrat Samprati Museum in Koba, Gandhinagar. The museum is dedicated to Jain history and the life of Samrat Samprati, his rule and message of non-violence. This initiative is being considered an important step towards giving a new identity to India's rich cultural and spiritual heritage. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the message of this museum is vital for the world in these difficult times. The Samrat Samprati Museum is the heritage of millions of people of India. It represents the glorious past of our nation.
मुझे खुशी है कि हजारों वर्ष की भारतीय विरासत जैन धर्म का समयातीत ज्ञान हमारी धरोहर है और उनसे मिलने वाली प्रेरणाएं उन्हें आने वाली सदियों तक अमर बनाने के लिए उन्हें नए और आधुनिक रूप में अगली पीढ़ी तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमारे संतों ने इस जैन हेरिटेज म्यूजियम की संकल्पना की आज वो संकल्पना एक भव्य रूप में साकार हो रही है ये सम्राट संप्रति संग्रहालय जैन दर्शन भारतीय संस्कृति और हमारी प्राचीन धरोहर का एक पवित्र केंद्र बना है
Later today, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Kane Semiconductor SAT plant in Sanand and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development works worth over 19,800 crore rupees in the newly created Vav Tharad district. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jayanti Thankar Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed greetings to countrymen on the occasion. In Bihar, a stampede occurred during religious rituals at the Maghra Shitalashtami temple at Bihar Sharif in Nalanda district this morning. 8 women devotees have lost their lives and several devotees sustained injuries in the incident. The injured were rushed to local hospitals for medical attention. According to eyewitnesses, the chaos was reportedly triggered by a sudden rumour that sent the crowd into a panic. Rescue operations are underway. It is feared that the casualty count may rise. The Chief Minister has directed an ex gratia grant of 6 lakh rupees be provided to the next of kin of the deceased. The Calcutta High Court has dismissed Public Interest Litigations, PILs, challenging the transfer of several IAS and IPS officers, as well as various inspectors in charge, officers in charge and block development officers. A division bench comprising Chief Justice Ujay Pal and Justice Parthosarathy Sen issued the order. Reports suggest the state government may appeal this verdict in the Supreme Court. In its observation, the court noted that transfers are a standard procedure in government service and that any aggrieved official has the legal recourse to appeal individually. The BJP's Central Election Committee released its fourth list of 13 candidates for the West Bengal Assembly polls today. According to the list, Shamal Hati will contest from Howrah Dakhin, Pradeep Lodha from Gorbeta, Arijit Roy from Barabuni and Girija Shankar Roy from Natabari Assembly constituency. The party also revised a name from its second list from the Moynaguri constituency. Dalim Roy will fight from this seat now. The Reserve Bank of India has postponed the implementation of its new rules on capital market exposure by 3 months. The revised deadline is now the 1st of July 2026 instead of April the 1st. The central bank said the decision comes after requests from banks, capital market intermediaries and industry bodies, which sought more time and clarity on certain operational issues. The government has sanctioned and released the 15th Finance Commission tied and untied grants during financial year 2025-26 for Panchayati Raj institutions and local bodies in Telangana, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Uttarakhand and Mizoram. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.